Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we found a blog post that we want to share with you on slowyourhome.com. And it's about living an ordinary life. And it seems as though we live in a time where our lives only seem of importance if we're living a celebrity lifestyle or if we're an internet sensation. There's some kind of fame or glory involved with our lives. But if we turn to think about those who have gone before us, like our grandparents and pioneers, our hearts and minds turn to a simpler time. Well, in this blog post, the author Brooke McAllery, I believe that's how you say it, Brooke McAllery, recalls what her dad said in her grandfather's eulogy. And at her grandfather's funeral, he said, "Dad lived an ordinary life, but he lived it in an extraordinary way. There was no fanfare, there was no drama, there was no huge success or wealth or anything like that. But his cornerstones were family, work, and friends. And he was really content and happy and kind. He was supportive and loving and valued those simpler things in life. And in return, he was really loved." Well, to kind of expound on those a little bit, we're told to kind of go big, be bold, live large, dream big. And we're also told that if we don't, we are selling ourselves short. We're told to be different by people that don't have our best interests at heart, maybe like advertisers or competition. And in an ordinary life, it's full of deep relationships and love, of giving to others, a life where you have time and energy to be fully present. So what about goals and dreams and aspirations? These are good, but we must find joy in the ordinary to be able to be joyful in other accomplishments. And as someone who worked in a really competitive field, I very much relate with this, because if you weren't always having the best big story or the lead story in the 10 o'clock news or something like that, it would be hard sometimes to find value in your own work. But that's something that, as a journalist, you kind of struggle with. You've got to find the positive and the good in your everyday life. Joyce Meyer said, "Dread, which is closely related to fear, steers the ability to enjoy ordinary life and makes people anxious about the future. It keeps them from looking forward to the next day, the next month, or the next decade." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.